High tomorrow, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms Wednesday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more likely on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business deemed essential. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay, okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Squeak Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Charles Hollis. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Trump on, Dan Morris, Trump on.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good.
Papa John, Trump on. Butch, way down yonder, Butch. My main man, Butch, drinking the Bud Light and the Coors Light. Trump on, my brother. Also, I heard earlier this morning on one of your shows. Now, I'm using this, Dan, now, to cover all the talk radio program shows on 93.1. Gary G, fish with me. Oh, Gary G, please fish with me. Now, I've also heard about this Stephen Reed fellow. Yeah. The one that, what, only 10 in the store at one time. He didn't have the authority to do that.
You're right.
He did not have the authority to do that. None whatsoever.
You're right.
See, but now I done told them folks. Some of these folks' name I call, I come to the table of the round. I told you, we in trouble with that fellow. He may be worse than his father. Anyway, people, from the heart, hey, Sweet Creek. Let me do a Sweet Creek. I never qualified for a Sweet Creek.
You never qualified for a Sweet Creek? You want to get in?
I want to get in. Let me get in.
Give me a month and day of birth.
1-2.
You're in.
I'm in. From the heart of Dixie, 93.1 listeners. Trump on.
Take care, Charles. Okay, so we did the CBS and Trump clashes with doctors. Now we have a doctor from CBS who's going to be talking about the hydroxychloroquine. Listen to what he says.
I want to pick up on Ben's report about that hydroxychloroquine, because there certainly seems to be a big difference of opinion between the president and the doctors on his team. And as the president keeps pointing out, he is not a doctor. So what is the benefit? What is the risk of using this anti-malaria drug? Who's right here?
So hydroxychloroquine has been used for over 3 decades for malaria and, I think more importantly, for lupus here in this country. It is a remarkably safe drug.
When
we give it for lupus, we don't even check. If nobody has a history of heart problems, classically, you don't even check the heart. And we're talking a period here of giving it for less than a week or maybe a little bit more in some cases. So the safety is there. The problem is the data showing it works were a rather small study in France and one in China. The studies, the data was there. The question is, were the studies well done? The answer is no. Were the studies definitive? No. So do we know it really helps this disease? No. But when you look at potential upside and potential downside, I mean, it certainly, in the right cases, makes sense to take that risk and use these drugs. We're at war now, and sometimes we don't have all the evidence we need.
Okay, that was a doctor, CBS. It's not going to satisfy the CBS talking heads, but that was straight. He was just giving a straightforward answer. And when I talk to docs, the purpose of what they're doing is they teach you in medical school to look for the zebra. So you see a herd of horses, does the zebra stand out to you? Mm-hmm. And so what is different out there that you notice? And they want critical thinking. That's why medical schools love engineers and people like that, because they're thinking about things in a different manner than just understanding science. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend?
How about it, Dan and Joey? Oh, just super fantabulous, as usual. Having a great day out here.
I'm glad.
Spreading a thick layer of, what I call it,
Showing signs of senility here.
Well, yeah. Spreading a thick layer of microaggression like a layer of mayonnaise on a ham and cheese sandwich everywhere I go, my friend. I knew it wouldn't take long for the media types to start chiming in about, oh, well, he's not a doctor. How can he today and say this and say that. Well, you know what? I happen to have a memory, and if memory serves me correctly, Dr. Obama got up there when, you know, they were talking about the, you know, changing the entire healthcare system and advised people that were about to die to take a pill. I don't know if you remember that, Dan, but I clearly remember Dr. Obama telling us all what to do if we were just about to die. You remember that at all?
I do not remember that, but that didn't mean anything.
Okay. Well,
my corona has come and gone.
It's not, no, it's not like Trump is setting some new precedent, I guess, is my, you know, with this...
Let me tell you what it gets boils down to. They hate the fact that he does the press conference. They hate the fact that he may be correct on the hydroxychloroquine. And it's they hate that. And whenever there's a possibility that he's going to be right, they're going to call him wrong before he's proven he's right.
That's right. They let the hell horses out of the barn too early, don't they?
Yep.
On the Stephen Reed thing, can you tell me what the latest is here? What has he changed his mind or?
Yeah, he pulled law enforcement officers back at 5 o'clock on Friday, so everything's normal now. Okay. So you don't have to go. You don't have to drive down to New Orleans to get your groceries.
Did he say apologize?
No, he did. No. And I understand that.
I
understand that. Somebody from his office had a conversation with the Attorney General's office, and they just point blankly said, that is an unlawful order.
Okay. And so not a peep from Little Joe. You know, I'm just about ready to change this man's name from Joe Reed to Joe Can't Read. Because he needs to read the order. You know, he doesn't need to just go out there and half-cocked think he knows what he's talking about.
Well, when all the media needs to ask this question, how did you make this decision? Because what we just got insight into is how a chief executive, the decision-making process or the decisions he made. And what I want to know is what was the process? Because... the process is obviously flawed. Did it come from you, or did it come from somebody you listened to? And the city of Montgomery, the citizens, and the media need to find that out. If he ever had enough guts to show up on the show, that'd be the first question I'd ask him.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't look to me like there was any kind of process. It looked like, to me, from what I can tell, they just had a meeting. And then right in the end of it, they decided, okay, well, let's just do this. Let's say that part is true.
Who was in that meeting, and who suggested? Was there a vote? Who were the players there? Did y'all do a round robin around the table and ask your opinion of it? I mean, see, I want to know, how did he come up with that decision?
Exactly. Or maybe it was already decided before the meeting somehow, you know, and they just threw it in there right at the last. I don't know.
Yeah, either he came up with it and told Finley to do it, or Finley suggested to him to do it, one of the two.
What would go a long way is if Stephen Reed would get on the air somewhere and just say, look, I was wrong.
He won't do that. I promise you he will not do that.
Too proud? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a combination of things, but yeah, he will. From what I understand about him and his dad, I don't think that's in his DNA at all.
Okay, well, all right, guys. Well, I'm officially off of the soapbox for today, but you can put my name in to the Sweet Creek for Friday.
Did you get that, Joey son? Month and day.
5/28.
Let me ask you a question. How many deposits have you done in your dollar cost averaging?
Third one went in today. I'm very pleased about it too.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, who offers you good advice?
I think that there was a man named Dan Morrison.
Yeah, you never know.
Told me to do dollar cost averaging. Let me tell you something. That was some of the best advice I have ever had.
There you go, buddy.
I believe you know what you're talking about, sir.
There you go. Well, that's what they pay me the big bucks for.
Right,
you got to buy lunch for me, though.
I will. I promise you.
Thanks, Papa B. Eric, let me see if I can fit you in here.
Hey, Mr. Dan.
How are you?
I did exactly. I'm going to shift gears into this here tax. I did my 2019 W-2s, and I certainly do appreciate you for helping me a couple of weeks ago. Now, I went ahead and done it electronically, and I didn't expect to get anything because of the low amount that I made for 2019.
Uh-huh.
But I was, and you know, I mean, I couldn't think of a better person to speak with than yourself. I'm assuming, I was told I'd get 340 on the Fed in 128 states, not to mention the 1,200, which I should be entitled to, if I'm not mistaken, but I think I can't remember, but I filed taxes like 2016 or maybe 15, and I owed a couple hundred bucks. I went ahead and told them to go ahead and just file it for that, you know, to go ahead and eliminate what I owe the IRS. Would that interfere with me getting my 1,200?
Yeah, what? So do you owe the IRS money now?
No, sir.
So you're paid plus penalties.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, that will not affect your 1,200. If you paid it, did you file taxes in 2018?
No, sir. I wasn't working in 2018. It's 2019, but in 2014, 15, and 16, I was.
So it's 2017 and 18.
2018.
You did not.
No, sir. I did.
Yeah, if you file taxes for 2019, you're good.
Okay. Well, that I tell you, that makes, you know, big difference. Because, I mean, I'm good with Uncle Sam, so I mean, I'm just wondering what the delay might be, if it be middle of April or maybe a little.
No, actually, when did you file your taxes?
Just 2 days ago, in fact. I spoke with you, and you said do it ASAP.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and I've got it taken care of. And
so you did it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're actually going to make it.
I think you're going to be
in the first run. I think you'll probably see yours maybe by mid to three quarter April.
One question that I have, and I don't have direct deposit, and I don't have a checking account or anything, so I should look for it in the mail.
Oh, yes, yeah. You're going to...
Okay.
You don't have a checking account?
No, sir. And I don't have that savings account. No, sir. I don't. I'm old-fashioned in that aspect. I don't... I know it sounds crazy, but I just like my daddy. He put money in socks and buried it in the yard. But, you know, I mean...
It didn't gain interest, but it does gain worms. okay, yeah, they're going to mail it now. If they have to mail it to you, it is going to be... End of April, 1st of May.
Okay. Yeah, and anybody in radio land that's listening, I think I just want to try to mirror it off on them and let them know as well. So you've been a great help on that.
Well, it's my pleasure.
That's all the questions I've got, and I certainly appreciate it.
And you got one more thing, right? You want to get in on Sweet Creek.
You better believe it. I couldn't get in Friday. The line was busy. 6:17.
Gotcha.
How'd you know that?
How did I know?
Well, I called.
Yeah,
he
mentioned it to me off air before I put him on here.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a little bit dumbfounded. I said, what's going on? Sure, the call, you know, the switchboard wasn't burning up. I mean, but I called like three or four different times, and it was, my goodness, I don't know if it was something with the telephone service that y'all have or whatever it might have been, but it was busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, it's because the lines were packed.
Okay, well, I'm in now.
You are. Listen in. When do we do the drawing? When do we do the drawing?
You do it on Friday between 2:30 and 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
Well, you see, you got Sweet Creek. You got. You can get Boston Butt, your choice of ribs. You can get. Well, the best thing I can tell the radio land is to just go down there and see for yourself.
There you go. Eric, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
I appreciate the advice also.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. We have breaking news from multiple sources. I'm reading from CNBC. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, has been taken into the ICU. His condition has worsened.
Really?
Yeah. That's just breaking.
I wonder if they can put him on a ventilator.
Maybe. I saw my Twitter notifications just blowing up. I'm like, what is this? And it's Boris Johnson has been taken to ICU.
Let me go to a break. We'll explore right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The tables have turned. Yeah. Calls me in the ways I parted. That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen. All I want is someone I can't resist. I know all I need to know.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, is now in intensive care. They're looking at deputizing the foreign minister to administer his duties. Way more serious. That's not a common cold. Let's go to G-Man. G-Man, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Doing good. Hey, real quick, Sweet Freak 728.
G-Man, did you get it, Joey Stone? You're in, buddy.
Well, we went down there Friday, and we were there at 6:15, and they had shut down. They said an hour early for the virus thing. We were highly disappointed, but we'll go back. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Not a big, Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Hey, I got in late, I think, on the conversation with the mayor, and just wanted to bring up 4 points that people often forget. They have short political memories. You know that. But when Mayor Reed was first running, if you'll remember, he tried to shut down the areas, I think, in the courthouse where they were counting the votes. And the state shut that down. So that's one. Second, when he was just recently elected, he tried to get his wife appointed as the probate judge. That was shot down. The third thing he did is he tried to do the, or did pass the, the payroll tax, the whatever, I can't remember what you call it. That was shot down. And then this most recent debacle of the allowing so many people in a store, that has been shot down. So he needs to go back to the drawing board, and he needs to get his head hooked on straight. I don't know who he's listening to, but it's not working.
Interesting. Now, what I understand on his wife, what happened is he sent someone to the governor to suggest his wife be appointed. And the governor basically said, not your decision, and I don't agree with that.
Oh, well. Well, listen, it is what it is. We love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, and appreciate you. Y'all stay safe.
Thanks, G-Man. You have a great day.
All right.
Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Breaking news. I was at Sweet Creek just a minute ago and read without watering trees, so everybody can relax. Trees don't have the virus. Back to what I called for.
Yes.
Everybody, just sit back and take a breather. Trump has pulled us out of the pit of the lion before, because when he came in, his economy was not booming like it was booming now. But he had foresight to go ahead and get this economy booming, get everybody to work, get everybody to making more profits, which I have explained to everybody. The rich hires people. The poor do not hire people. When you talk about the rich is getting richer, the good. If the rich get richer, that means my little poor self can get a little bit of that. So I understand. He got the economy booming. Then when this coronavirus came along, it hit us, but it hit us that at the time that we could take the punch. We could take the punch, and businesses are able to help their employees because they made a profit on the Trump. That's why. Because I went to a store last week. I bought a 99-cent soda. On my way out, the man handed me a bag with a dozen of eggs and a loaf of bread. That was something he was giving back to the people because he made money off the economy. Understand, people, this man gonna pull out again. The eagle is flying low, but he gonna get that eagle back high in the sky again. And everybody gonna understand that America can come back from anything. So sit back, relax, and stay safe.
Robert, as always, I appreciate your telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
All right, guys.
Ta-ta. Let's see where we are in time. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Billy Randall right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. topping 335,000. New York State accounting for more than a third of those infections.
Rush of infection rate, rush of people into the hospital system. Hospital system capacity explodes. More people are in, but more people are coming out. 75% of those people who have now gone into the hospital system are coming out of the hospital system.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the virus blamed for more than 9,500 deaths nationwide. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers suspending in-person voting for tomorrow's elections, including the presidential primary.
He wants voters to cast ballots via mail. State Republicans are also challenging a judge's order to delay absentee ballot counting until next week.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Evers moving in-person voting to June 9th. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warm, dry start to this week, but that's about to change. Our forecast for today, high temperature up to about 87. The record, by the way, is 89. Lots of sunshine today, increasing clouds tonight, chance of a few showers late tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High tomorrow, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms Wednesday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more likely on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Joey, this show has flown by.
Really has.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Eating, afternoon, I guess. So,
Dan, I just want to kind of stretch your head a little bit. Where are you kind of going with the read and where he's taking? You think since he was ahead of the governor, you think that he's getting some up high? I mean, like a phone call from up high, or like because he was ahead of her on the, you know, coming out speaking about the virus, and then he was ahead of her on the lot, you know, trying to lock down stuff. You think that he's getting calls from above the state level or
I think. One thing I've learned about Alabama, but almost any state, somebody from outside the state trying to give someone inside the state political advice, don't listen to them because what they think something is not reality.
If you take all his news clippings and say in 16 years say he runs for president, and because the heat
Stephen
Reed
run for president.
Yeah, just to say that. Look, he was ahead of the game. He shut stuff down, and it's going to look like that he saved a bunch of lives and tried to save the Tri-County area because the virus.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, I'm just asking. Okay, because the virus is about to die because of the heat, and it's going to look like, you know, man, either him and Walt Maddox in a peeing contest because they, you know, why is he? I'm just trying to get a feel of why these two mayors were so much ahead of the governor. Walt Maddox. He put the Tuscaloosa on 24-hour lockdown before Reed ever did anything. And I didn't know where they were getting the information from. That's why I was kind of.
A mayor can do that. But what Stephen Reed's problem was, he said, I'm doing this because the governor told me to do it. And that was what the problem was. He wasn't doing it because of his executive authority. He said he was doing it because the governor ordered him to do it.
And that's the most
turned out to be a lie.
And that's the most recent thing with grocery stores and other things.
That's the thing on Friday.
Right. And no, but there generally, Randall, been mayors, I mean, not just in Alabama, but across the country, for whatever reason, being proactive. I guess you could also throw in Woodfin from Birmingham pretty early was taking actions and steps.
I just got something in my head I'm trying to untwine. And the way you was going, it's kind of like you was hinting around that he was getting on high phone call. That's what I was making sure.
No. I didn't suggest that at all. Matter of fact, what I'm worried about is what person did he listen to come up with the conclusion he did. Let me tell you, any time, and this for the entire audience, always look at a chief executive officer and look at the way they made decisions. For example, when Todd Strange basically told everybody, he said education is the most important thing, he told everybody to sit down and shut up, he knows that it was a mistake, and we've had a discussion about it, but that was, you were getting insight into his thought process, and he changed that process immediately after that statement.
And the only other thing I want to bring up, Joy, you remember when you had him call in your show?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the corona, because he was way out ahead, he had hinted that he had somebody on high. You remember that he got to talk to and that they sent him this message saying that it's coming, it's going to hit hard.
No, it wasn't on.
He said he had a friend.
He had a friend that who does business in China who mentioned it to him at the Mayor's Association get together in D.C.
Man, that scared me even more. I didn't hear about the China part. Anyway, Temple. I can't wait till you get him on again. All right, baby. I got some questions. All right, love y'all. Thanks. Man. Thanks.
Bon, welcome to the Dan Mar Show.
Dan, how y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Good show. Hey, I had a couple things. One was a question or a follow-up on the Stephen Reed issue, and then I have a couple updates from the SBA. That I got personally that I want to relate to your audience. But on the Stephen Reed issue, you remember the old term management by walking around?
Mm-hmm.
We studied that. I think it tells me that Stephen Reed wasn't really clued in. If he would have been out in the public on Friday, seeing the long queues and senior citizens standing in line for an hour or so, I think he would have maybe come to his sense or at least had a meeting and tried to make a decision to clear it up. Because it was getting pretty ridiculous on your show. The callers, you know, the lines that we saw. I just wonder how in touch he is with what he's putting in place, you know, on the streets. makes you wonder.
No, absolutely. He, and again, when you look at a chief executive officer, you want to, one thing you want to learn is how do they make decisions. When Bradley Byrne was running for governor, he, to me, was the best guy to make decisions for the state of Alabama. I interviewed Robert Bentley on here, and he tried to do this Dr. Mumbo-Jumbo decision-making stuff, and it just didn't sound right. And then I asked him, I said, will you come back and do a debate? And he said, absolutely. Asked him three times, and he said, absolutely, three times. What did he do? He didn't come back.
Yeah, that, I remember that. That was definitely a strike against him. I remember that.
Oh, absolutely. And you saw what we got. As soon as he got reelected the second time, you were talking about taxes, you were talking about spending money, bond floats, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you get into somebody's head on their executive, their decision-making capability, it's going to tell you a lot about what they're going to do later on, particularly if they have the political freedom to do it.
Right. And how long do you think that he would have let that stand? I know it's just conjecture on your part, but how long do you think he would have actually let that happen if the AG did not step in? Do you think we'd be
I think that
all weekend?
I think he probably would have come to his senses on Monday when the fervor among the public, and the fervor was pretty high. I mean,
right.
I was kind of shocked at, because I had gotten a copy of the governor's order and a copy of the health department thing. I was sending it to people, and they were, let's just say, they were pissed.
Right. Well, I know everyone in leadership is in uncertain times now, so we're pulling for our leaders, but hopefully he'll think through things better next time. But hey, Dan, I got an update. I called. My brother runs a business in Texas. It's his own business. It's an S-Corp, but he's the only employee. And so he filed that economic or the COVID economic disaster loan up to $10,000.
Right.
I think you have the application on your site.
Right.
So he asked me about it. I said, well, let me do it for you. He was on the phone. I did it for him with his information just to see how it goes. And got the submission number. It gives you a number. The application's easy. You finish, you get the number. And this was like last Wednesday or Tuesday. It was before they announced it on Friday. So he had his number, but it says right away you're going to get an email or you can go in and check your number to see how your case is going. Anyway, so we didn't hear anything. I called the SBA 1-800 number this morning and actually got a person.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
I'm impressed.
It's amazing. I was shocked. Had to capture my breath before I talked. But anyway, real nice guy. But he basically said this, Dan. He said, the website for you to check your submission number has disappeared. That's the way he said it. His words disappeared as of yesterday or Sunday. He said, number two, he said, if you get the emails are not coming out as timely as they would have thought. So no emails have come out, at least, we haven't seen our email. And number three, was on the loan. He said, once you do get the email, he said, there should be a loan advisor's name on there. And don't lose that contact information. That'll be the person. But he said basically the system is a mess, again, his words, and it's not as advertised on TV. So I just wanted to give everyone a heads up if they're wondering where the contact or the communication is from SBA on that. I think it's still working. It's a mess.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but SBA has kind of a checkered past on handling things like this, and
right.
I think they're going to find when they do the after action report that the states were not able to deliver on the unemployment stuff. I'm talking to somebody on my computer right now. They can't get into the site. Still having that problem, and
right. They're
going to find that's a problem. They're going to find the SBA. The pipe, in other words, the amount of throughput you can put into SBA was not nearly large enough to do this.
Right. So, fingers crossed, it'll work itself out, but it is.
What type of work does he do?
He runs a vending machine business on the side. He's got about 10 or 12 machines in Houston that he runs. So he's the only employee. And, has an S-Corp, files his taxes. So most of his places of business that he's going to are shut down. So he thought he'd check out the loan. So
good. Well, keep us posted on that.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know when we hear something from them.
Thank you.
So, all right. Thanks, Dan.
Bye. We're going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, this show has flown by, my friend.
It really has.
We didn't even get to the Dr. Oz. We didn't need to do the Peter Navarro. So I'm going to skip over from the CBS doctor to Peter Navarro talking about the Defense Production Act. Listen in.
Great so tell us more morning. About the conversation between Chuck Schumer and Mark Meadows last night. What is Chuck Schumer interested in?
I'll let Mark and Chuck report to you directly. But the issue is basically how to use the Defense Production Act productively to save lives in America. And really, there's three ways to use it. One is in the allocation of resources we have, which is to make sure that the supply chain has enough so that we can make the ventilators. We don't want to run out of components in the supply chain. We also, in terms of allocation, want to make sure that when we manufacture something, it gets to the right people. The second thing is mobilization of the industrial base, and that can mean repurposing factories like GM and Ford are now turning their auto production into making ventilators. And the third thing, basically, is cracking down on the kind of black market and profiteering that has arisen. And so far, President Trump has signed numerous Defense Production Act orders acting on all of those fronts. A GM order to get them to make ventilators, an allocation order to help the ventilators manufacturers have enough components. And we are locked and loaded right today at the border with Customs and Border Protection, ready to crack down on black market profiteering in this country. And Department of Justice Bill Barr has already busted somebody in New York and New Jersey. And that, within 24 hours, a grab and 80,000 masks, those were get sent to the front lines of the war on the virus in New York. So that's what the Defense Production Act debate is all about, and the president is using it every day, using his orders.
Okay, so next question is going to be asked is the Fauci Navarro dust up on the medicine. Listen in, because here's from the horse's mouth.
Let's just talk about an Axios report that yesterday in the Situation Room, you walked in very proud of acquiring more hydroxychloroquine, and Dr. Fauci was very negative on it, and evidently you guys had a heated exchange. Can you shed some light on that for us?
Sure. There was no pride there. It was simply on Saturday, there was a meeting of the task force. And the question before the task force was this, Brian. We have 29 million tablets of hydroxy in FEMA warehouses. And the question before the group was, should we surge that hydroxy into the hot zones? And the task force unanimously voted to do that with the proviso that this can have side effects and that it has to be dispensed not by the federal government, but by the patient-doctor relationship. The third thing I can tell you about the meeting and the discussion was there was some discussion about the numerous studies that are out with regard to efficacy. It is true there is no 100% proof that this works. On the other hand, there's numerous studies that are coming out now, including the latest one, which is randomized, that shows therapeutic efficacy. The other thing I should tell you is that in the city of New York, if you're a patient in the New York Health and Hospital System, which is 11 hospitals run by Dr. Mitch Katz, any patient, virtually every patient that presents with COVID-19 is given a cycle of hydroxy. And when I asked Dr. Katz why, was it because the federal government was telling you to do that or because he thought it may work? And he said very clearly that it may work. So that was the sum and substance of the discussion. The media is trying to blow it up as a big, big debate. But I can tell you that within the room, the decision was a sound one, and it was unanimous.
Okay, there was several important points that Joe Scarborough didn't seem to know anything about. The Axiom report is much better than the Wall Street, the Washington Post report. Okay, so two more clips with Peter Navarro. The next one is, what does Fauci want? Listen in.
So what does Dr. Fauci want? Does he want more testing?
I'll let Tony speak for himself. He takes the view that it's important to have controlled studies, randomized studies, and to go through the science and come to the end and determine what's going on. And as a social scientist myself, I totally agree with that. But there's also the point of view that we are in war. President Trump is a wartime president. In the fog of war, we might take more risk than we otherwise would. And given the track record of the drug over many, many years treating malaria, and there are side effects, but it's been used a lot in lesser doses, the decision's been made by many doctors to describe it, and if it saves lives, that's a beautiful thing. I think history will judge who's right on this debate, but I'd bet on President Trump's intuition on this one, because of all the doctors I've talked to and all the scientific papers I've read, and they're about this high.
Okay, now he's going to say something that's very, very important. He's going to be talking about China, and he's going to talk about China going out and buying up masks and PPEs. Now, you've got to remember, China's the largest producer of those two items. Listen to this.
Peter, there's a story in the New York Post that apparently the administration is considering suing China. Because toward the end of last week, we heard about, hey, 3M is trying to, you know, they're keeping masks that they're producing in different countries. According to this story, it says that as early as January, China was preventing any of those masks that 3M was producing from leaving China. And so now the administration is thinking about somehow brushing back at China, saying, you know, you obviously probably knew that there was a need there. We needed stuff. What's going on behind the scenes?
Sure. Steve, a couple of things. First of all, I've been part of no discussion that's talked about suing China on this. The separate issue, though, is a serious matter. We know that China knew about the virus as early as mid-December. We know that for a period of about 5 to 6 weeks, they hid the dangers from the rest of the world, even as Chinese citizens were flying around the world, seeding the world with the virus. But what looks like from the data, Steve, and this is a serious matter, it looks like during that interval, China was basically attempting to corner the market in personal protective equipment, including masks. So they were buying large quantities of masks, gloves, goggles, respirators from the rest of the world at a time when the world was still sleeping with respect to the dangers of the virus. And the Chinese customs data shows one statistic that I think every American should sit up and really stare at. 2.2 billion masks China bought between January 24th and the end of February. Look, if Americans are getting infected because they don't have masks, Italians are dying because they don't have masks, healthcare professionals are going down. And I think if those statistics are telling a story about China basically going out and trying to corner the world market in PPE when they knew the dangers and didn't tell to the rest of the world, I think that's a significant discussion we need to have at least after this is all over, because that's a serious matter.
2.2 billion outside of China, and they're the largest producer inside China. That sounds like cornering the market to me. Bill, this is going to have to be very, very quick.
Hey, Dan.
What's that?
I was a little curious. Have you heard them say anything about the homeless in New York?
I have not heard anything of them.
Yeah, I've got a friend that's got a daughter that lives up there. She says you don't see them anywhere now. I'm kind of curious as what has happened to all the homeless.
They may have brought them in from the outside into the inside.
Yeah. All righty. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Wow. Like double barrel show. Like stomping on the gas show.
Feels good on a Monday to do that.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Grape Udell the Great, he's next. Adios.